a retail resiliency. Is this an illusion?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The latest Census Bureau data points to a picture of a resilient economy. Retail sales climbed 0.5% in April, marked 3 straight months of expansion and lifting total spending to $757 billion. Year over year, that's a boost of 4.9%. However, peel back the layers. The inflation mirage. Nominal figures show how much cash is changing hands, but inflation is doing the heavy lifting. Adjusted for rising prices, the 4.9% surge shrinks to 1.1%. Worse, last month's 0.5% gain turns negative. Consumers are paying more but taking home less. On per capita basis, real volume is shrinking. Take gasoline. Expenditure skyrocketed 21% over last year, yet actual quantity received dropped by 6%. Retail growth is not distributed evenly across categories. Winners. E-commerce continues its relentless march. Non-store retailers led the pack with an 11% annual spike alongside spring boosts for hobbies, sporting goods, and electronic stores. Losers. Higher cost of living are forcing tough choices. Discretionary big-ticket categories took a back seat, with furniture and clothing stores dipping 2%. Despite online shopping dominance in daily life, it still accounts for only 16% of total retail sales. To understand today's skewed baseline, we must look back. The 2020-21 lockdowns broke global supply chains and widened an economic divide. While white-collar jobs went virtual, manual manufacturing could not. When billions of federal stimulus arrived, consumer demand exploded. Retail sales surged 34% in late 2020, followed by 18% in 21 and 9% in 22. In roughly 22 months, American retail activity expanded by as much as it had in the previous 8 years combined, triggering a 4-decade high inflation. Prices have established a permanent floor, keeping retail sales $120 billion higher than pre-pandemic trend projections. To project where retail is heading, I track 4 leading indicators. Real disposable income. Purchasing power grew by a meager 0.4% this past year. Consumer sentiment, shrinking low, with 47% of respondents feeling worse off financially versus only 21% feeling better. Durable goods. Inflation-adjusted expenditures have run flat since early 2025. Supply weakness. Inventory grew just 2%, down from 5% last year, and the inventory-to-sales ratio has been declining since May 2025, signaling weaker supply growth. While discretionary spending on hobbies and sports remain a bright spot, demand is barely keeping pace with inflation. E-commerce and services will drive growth. However, if inflation climbs alongside rock-bottom sentiment, this illusion of resilience will fast turn seriously negative. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.